from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Erdogan says the EU will pay a price. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has intensified his dispute with European nations.
Benim bakanıma.
He says the EU will pay the price for not allowing Turkish ministers to campaign with Turks living there for an April referendum in Turkey. Now, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte barred Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Cavusoglu from flying to Rotterdam over the weekend. Dutch riot police clashed with thousands of Turkish government supporters in Rotterdam as they gathered outside the Turkish consulate to show their support for President Erdogan, who's trying to push through next month's referendum to expand his powers. Police officials say a car bomb exploded on a busy street in Somalia's capital Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say the explosion took place near a hotel in Mogadishu. Reuters news agency says the hotel was not affected by the blast, but the explosion damaged a nearby house. There's been no claim of responsibility for the bombing. Iraqi authorities say their troops have retaken nearly one-third of western Mosul in an offensive that began less than a month ago. U.S. Special Envoy to the Global Coalition to counter Islamic State, Brett McKirk, says the insurgent fighters are trapped and those left in Mosul will die.
ISIS has now lost over 60% of the territory it once held here in Iraq and is losing more every day. In total, in Iraq and Syria, coalition-enabled operations, that means our coalition supporting local partners, including Iraqi security forces, have cleared 50,000 square kilometers of territory from ISIS.
One Iraqi commander said IS militants have lost fighting power. This is VOA News. An Al-Qaeda-linked group called the Levant Liberation Committee has claimed responsibility for twin blasts near holy shrines frequented by Shiites in the Syrian capital of Damascus. 74 died, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. In a separate development, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has vowed that his army will continue an offensive against the Islamic State and their capital of Raqqa, even as a rival U.S.-coordinated Kurdish force prepares an all-out assault on the same extremist stronghold. Britain's top minister for leaving the European Union, David Davis, has appealed to lawmakers not to limit the prime minister in her efforts to move along the process known as Brexit when it comes before the House of Commons today.
What I don't want to do is take a simple bill which is designed to do nothing more than put the result of the referendum into law, as the Supreme Court told us to do. We waited for the Supreme Court to give us the detailed guidance on that. And we're going to do that. Please don't tie the Prime Minister's hands in the process of doing that for things which we expect to attain anyway.
So if the bill passes today, Prime Minister Theresa May could announce she's triggering Article 50 to start negotiations with the EU on the British exit from the Union. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson makes his first trip to Asia, which stops in Wednesday in Japan, Friday in Seoul, and Saturday in Beijing. Among his objectives, how to deal with North Korea's nuclear and missile threat. Ankit Panda is the associated editor of the Asia-Pacific publication, The Diplomat.
The North Korea policy review that the administration began in early February is still underway. My inclination will be to wait and see how this really pans out. I think Tillerson's trip could provide the administration with important data points about what precisely the Chinese, the South Koreans, and the Japanese are expecting from the United States.
Tillerson arrives in South Korea as it grapples with the aftermath of President Park Geun-hye's impeachment and removal from office. Carlos the Jackal, the perpetrator of headline-grabbing attacks in the 1970s and early 1980s, goes on trial in France for the deadly bombing of a Paris shop more than 40 years ago. With the tension in France now focused on the ever-present threat of a jihadist attack, the trial in Paris will reach back to a time when Europe was repeatedly targeted by groups sympathetic to the Palestinian cause. The U.S. House Intelligence Committee has given President Donald Trump until Monday to provide evidence of his so far unfounded claim that his phones at Trump Tower in New York were wiretapped during last year's presidential campaign. Last week, the president wrote on Twitter that former President Barack Obama had the phones at Trump headquarters tapped, and Obama's spokesman has said that Trump's charges are simply false. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.